memories time. Let's go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and I am excited to chat with some folks from PROACT today. We have in studio with us Dennis Transu. He is a coordinator for PROACT, and we also have Whitney Boucher. She's here as the direct service professional also with PROACT. So, first of all, welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
And I don't know as much about PROACT as I'd like to. So who would like to fill me in, please?
I can. PROACT is a day services company. We work to support people with developmental disabilities and, well, a variety of different types of disabilities. We work in areas of those who do have intellectual and developmental disabilities, as well as those who have other challenges and have a difficult time maintaining employment and stuff like that. So we help them find jobs, help them stay employed, as best we can, things like that.
How many branches of PROACT are there around the Twin Cities?
Well, we have a branch. Our headquarters is in Eagan. We have a branch down in Red Wing. And then we also have a branch in Hudson, Wisconsin, and in Shakopee. And the branch in Shakopee is also called New Options. And so most everybody who comes to PROACT receives some sort of funding through the county. And so the county social workers often refer individuals to PROACT.
You mentioned the term that we want to talk about is person-centered practice. It's a term I've not heard before, but what exactly does that mean, please?
Well, person-centered practices is basically a way of approaching individuals, kind of designing what they want to do, how they want to do their experience at PROACT, how they want to learn, where they want to go, focusing on them as the center of the process. The objective, I guess, would be to help those individuals find a better life for themselves, where they have more control over what happens with them so that they can kind of define their quality of life for themselves.
And how has that shifted?
Well, from the past, a little history on the people with disabilities. Several, I'd say maybe 40 years ago at least, individuals with disabilities were often placed in institutions. And over time, the attitude toward that has changed. And we've pulled a lot of folks out of these institutions, and now they're living in their communities. That was the objective, living in their communities in group homes. The services that people received while in the group homes, they're often focused on things that they need to do to be safe, to be healthy. And that's basically where it's always focused. It's always focused on what's important for their well-being. But oftentimes, they don't get to look at what's important to them, the things that make them happy and satisfied and content in life, those kind of things that help them be more fulfilled and more part of their community. And so person-centered thinking practices, all that planning and everything that goes into it, is all focused toward moving people away from just being a service-oriented life to a community-based life. So they move out of that community focus of just looking for what's important for them and balancing that with what's important to them, and also being included in having that network of relationships in their community so that they're part of their community.
And then that is a positive for the community.
Yes, definitely. The more people you can have of different diversity and different backgrounds, the better the community is.
How many folks do you think in Dakota County work with a company like yours, like PROACT, or some of the other companies that would be similar to yours?
I would imagine most people who receive the waiver services work with a company like PROACT.
I mean, that's great to hear.
Yeah, it is. That gives them the opportunity to not just stay at home and be able to grow, make relationships with people.
With people their own age, yep, perhaps, yep, and get out into the workforce. And
it's nice because organizations like PROACT do help in connecting people with employment opportunities, places where they can fit in.
Because one of the challenges, I think, is the making friends piece.
Yeah,
that the is isolation then.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you. That is very important. That connection of community, that's one of the things that we try to really focus on when we are talking about person-centered thinking. It's not just understanding what's important to and for people, but that element of their connection to be able to give back to their community in different ways.
Whitney, let's talk about you, please. As a direct service professional, what does that mean and what do you do?
It is basically front of the line. I'm with these people all day, 5 days a week, from the time they get there till the time they go home.
So are you kind of an aide to them?
So I will say my job is a little bit different as a DSP because I do 3 days a week as a one-to-one, which means I work with a little bit higher needs. One-to-one, I focus on her all day. So, and then the other 2 days, I do teach classes, which is mainly what everybody else at PROACT does in the DTNH area, is teach classes, bring classes out into the community, bring classes to go do volunteer work, you know, teaching history, science classes, cooking classes, art classes, in-center.
And is this at your organization,
yes,
headquarters in Eagan?
Yes, this is at the Eagan PROACT.
What's the age of the folks that come to your Eagan Center?
Most people come in, they start around the age of 22.
Yeah.
But we've been receiving a few more in the last couple of years. They've changed some rules and regulations, and now we've gotten a couple people at 19. And then they go clear till I have a couple folks in their 70s that
I think it's wonderful, because the way the system really was set up before is 21 is kind of the cutoff for a lot of opportunities for folks with disabilities. So you're saying that PROACT can continue that?
Yes, we pick up, usually what happens is we pick up the folks who finish their...
Like at DCTC?
Right, exactly, yeah. With DCTC, with the, from the transition programs. We usually get referrals when they've completed that transition program, which is usually from their senior year in high school till about the age of 21, 22 years old. And then they come and they start looking for work, or... often they will move into a group home, or some individuals who are really good at their independent living skills might move into a semi-independent living environment, something like that. But our main role is to help them learn basic living skills, as well as focus on employment skills so that they can get a job.
Whitney, are you out helping the folks get a job then too?
No, that is more of our employment vocational departments.
So you're giving them tools as a teacher?
Yes, yes. You know, we're teaching the independent, you know, living skills such as cooking, how to do your laundry, you know, how to go to the grocery store, things like that. And, you know, teaching art or music because it's something that they're interested in,
mm-hmm,
you know, or hiking, or going to parks because it's nice outside and they get some fresh air instead of being, you know, inside all day at home or in center at one of our programs.
So when they are done with your classes, is that when they then transition into the workforce?
They can be doing those simultaneously.
Yep.
I have several individuals who might take one day where they do a class, or do a couple of classes, so that it's kind of as a relaxation, recreational kind of thing to do. And then they'll spend 3 or 4 days in the week just at a community employment site or an independent job site.
And what are some of the success stories that you want to share with us?
Well, there's lots of success stories. One example of success story, I have an individual, that I had been working with an individual who actually lives in this community. And for a long time, he was really, really adamant about wanting to find an independent job, but it just wasn't happening for him. So we started putting together a plan, and using some of the person-centered thinking tools, we were able to design a pathway for him to try and find the placement that he wanted to, and we were successful at doing that. And he was able to transition from working in a facility-based environment to working independently. He eventually, you know, had his own job working, I think he was working 3 to 4 days a week, and had a job coach that came by and helped him only a couple of times in the week. Otherwise, he was successful at integrating into the community here at a local store here.
Obviously, it's a mushroom effect, isn't it? Because then if he has that confidence, that's going to carry on to other things, and he's going to inspire other people.
Yeah, that's definitely what happens. You see that happen when you'll see individuals who say, hey, so-and-so, I was able to do that. You know, they were able to land a job and get that. If they can do that, I can do that too. And it inspires confidence. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great stepping stone for a lot of people. Because as you grow up, if you have a disability and you're always being told you can't, oh, this isn't available to you, or you can't do this, you can't be on the high school sports team, or you can't do this other thing, then given opportunities or seeing other friends, peers who are doing the same things and being able to accomplish acquiring a job makes a huge difference in your own self-esteem and your own self-confidence in being able to go out and say, hey, I can go out and do that now.
And I can do it by myself.
Yeah, and they know too, a place like ProAct has staff who go and support them at their job. So in case, you know, they're not flying solo all the time. You know, we always checking in with them, seeing how they're doing, talk with their supervisor, say, is there anything we can do to help them? If there's any communication needs, or if there's any, you know, type of job training, skill training that needs to happen while they're out at that job site, then we would help out with that too.
So why wouldn't every child that graduates from DCTC out of the program, why wouldn't they come to your programs?
Good question.
What precludes people then from not continuing this wonderful path?
It's a good question. Everybody's different, okay? Everybody's experience is different. So it's hard to answer that question. There's no simple, straightforward answer to that. Some people do. Some people walk in out of their transition program and already want to find a job and are already learning how to live independently. And then there are others who they're not there yet. You know, that's just not where they're at in their life at that time. And so they're focusing on maybe learning new skills, learning how to have a respectful conversation or a professional conversation, how to tell jokes in a nice way in a working environment without offending anybody. Things that people need to, you know, we all learn somewhere down the road.
But eventually, those are things that they could learn at ProAct is what
you're
saying.
Yes, yes. And that's what they'll do. They'll spend their time working in a community employment site where you have three or four individuals and a staff person who go to a job site and work together. They are interacting with people in the community and learning, oh, yes, if I want to tell a story, I have to tell a good story. I have to have professional behavior while I'm out at work. What is that professional behavior? And they're learning that as they go through that experience.
Anything else you want to tell us, Whitney, about some of the great successes you've seen?
My job is not so much the job aspect, helping them find a job or anything like that. You know, we teach them things to use throughout their life, and that isn't always necessarily something that is work related. Sometimes it's things, you know, that they can use to take home with them, such as doing laundry or, you know, or even just how to interact with your peers around you. You know, everyone has different personalities and not everybody clicks the same, but you still have to be respectful because everybody has feelings. So that's kind of some things more or less that we kind of teach too. My biggest success has been with my one-to-one. When I first started with her 2 years ago, when I started with ProAct, you know, she didn't really interact with her peers. She more or less kind of just did her own thing because that's what she liked doing. You know, she ate lunch with maybe one or two other people because the lunchroom can be really crazy sometimes. 2 years later, she is dancing around and exercising with her peers. She's playing catch with her peers. She eats down in the lunchroom every day and sits on the patio for 5 or 10 minutes during lunch and just kind of watches everyone. Mm-hmm. And to me, she's come a long way from when I first started working with her. And that isn't, you know, that's has nothing to do with anything about getting a job or anything like that. It's simply building relationships with people.
Person-centered. Yeah.
That's exactly where I was going to go. It is learning the tools of person-centered thinking. and practice are what enable us as support people, support staff, to help these individuals be able to move forward. Without those tools, we tend to just kind of sit back and let life happen. And that's not always going to mean stepping forward, you know. And our role is to be exactly that, a support person for that individual. And so by looking at how they communicate through the things that they do, not maybe sometimes the things that they say, but a lot of communication happens through body language and what often people call behaviors. Well, a behavior is just a communication, a form of communication that that person is able to express. You know, that's the easiest thing for them to say, hey, I'm unhappy with this. I don't like to go bowling. And so I can't say I don't like bowling. So I'm just going to stand there and scream, I don't know, or do something, you know, or do something, or untie my shoes and throw them across the room, or do something that will, that communicates the same thing. It's just, if we're not looking for that communication, we're not going to see it. And the more that we think about their life and from their point of view, the more we learn about who they are, what they like, what they don't like, what they value, and where they want to go with life. So it's amazing to me how much you can learn from a person, not through their words, but through their actions. And this person-centered thinking process, a lot of the tools that we use do focus on actions, not necessarily words, but actions, and seeing how someone responds or how they react to other individuals or certain environments to be able to understand what they like, what they don't like, and where they want to go in life.
Good stuff. Thanks for coming in and chatting with us. From PROACT, we have Dennis Transu. He's the coordinator of PROACT, and also Whitney Boucher. She's the direct service professional at PROACT. And if you want to learn more about PROACT, how could people go about doing that?
They can contact us. We have a website, Facebook page as well. You can call us. Our general telephone number there is 651-686-0405, and you can ask for me.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.